Good morning, and welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Limler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Facebook changed up the interface for my live feed once again, and so some of the information that I'm used to having is different, and just had a new warning pop up that wasn't aware of. Hadn't seen before, so not sure what this is looking like or sounding like today, but sometimes I wonder why there's this feeling or need to change up something that works, and especially when the changes don't really make it better. I understand improvement and all of that. But anyhow, I don't want to get off track too far. But I've been praying this week, and our focus in for much of this month will be on being thankful. And today we're looking at being thankful for God's goodness. And another nice little warning that pops up here. Not sure what I can change or we're just going to have to go with it and hope that it's working on your end. And if I check the recording later and it doesn't, then we'll make some adjustments. But as I look at this idea of being thankful for God's goodness, David writes throughout the Psalms, and we find that he recognizes the need. Psalm 118, verse 1, for instance, says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." Sometimes we equate God's goodness with us receiving everything we want. I'm reminded of the line out of the Chronicles of Narnia, the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and C.S. Lewis writes, and in this dialogue, when the discovery made that Aslan, that they're searching for, that they're wanting to meet and needing to meet, is a lion. And Aslan, if you're not familiar with the Chronicles of Narnia, is the Christ type character in the story. But it's asked, is a lion, is he safe? And the response was, of course not, but he is good. And when we consider the goodness of God and how his love does endure forever, as I began working through this and preparing for it, the song that says, "Give thanks to the Lord, our God and King, his love endures forever," it keeps running through my mind. And it's a good song because it plants that scripture in our mind in a way that we hopefully hold on to. And as we consider what it looks like to live with God's goodness, it isn't always safe. It doesn't always do what we want it to do. But it's always looking out for our best interest from a bigger picture than what we can ever see. So many times we go through life, and we have to make decisions. We have to do things that may not be all that popular. They may not be what people want. If you're a parent, you probably realize that the things that we expect from our children, the things that we do for our children, are not always appreciated, at least not in the moment. And we do it out of a goodness of our heart, knowing that it's what they need, it's what's best for them. I can look back now on my childhood and in instances that I still remember not going the way that I wanted them to. Some of the frustrations of life as an adolescent, as a child. But living in a home where mom and dad continually sought to do what was best. Now, obviously, we're not perfect like God is. We're, even in our attempts to do good, sometimes we fail. But I can look back, and even in the times when things didn't turn out the way that mom and dad would have wanted to, they didn't benefit us children the way that they had hoped for, their motivation, their intent was always for our improvement. I suppose it could be applied even to the comments I made at the beginning of this broadcast about the change up on this live feed interface. I suspect, as much as it sometimes seems like it's otherwise, that the intent behind the changes is for improvement. To make it better or easier or more useful. And some of the changes that get made in social media interfaces and stuff like that, while they may be a struggle to learn, are improvements. And sometimes the improvements that are attempted really aren't improvements, and we eventually learn that. But with God, we have perfection. We can go to Him and know that His love endures forever, but His goodness is extended towards us because of His love. And when we begin to recognize that God's actions toward mankind are motivated by love, are done out of the goodness of His very being, we ought to live with a greater gratitude. Because when we consider what God really owes us, the list is empty. But what God gives us, the list is endless. And it's all because of His love, because of His goodness. And sometimes it's easy to forget. Life is difficult. The troubles that Jesus said we would have are abundant. And we begin to look around and we fail to see the goodness in the people around us sometimes. And when our life is filled with so much that isn't good, it becomes more difficult to see the goodness of God. But what would happen if we were more deliberate about noticing, about paying attention, about looking for the goodness of God in life, in the people around us. The goodness of God expressed directly to us. One of the reasons I like this month of November and the Thanksgiving holiday, because it serves as this great reminder to all of us to be thankful. And we often begin to look for the things to be thankful for, things that we ought to be thankful for all year long. And as I wrote in the introduction to this prayer guide that I wrote on thankfulness, I talked about, just like basically all of the topics that I write about, they're not things to focus on for a week and say, oh, that was nice, and then move on to something different, forgetting the foundation that has been laid. But they're all things to continually apply, to learn. It's why this is kind of readdressing the topics that I'm going to be talking about over these next few weeks are topics I've shared before in print form. And I brought them back and did some tweaking on them because we need that reminder. But as we pray today, I would ask that you spend time with God, seeking His help in noticing His goodness in places that you may have not ever looked for it before. Begin with your own life and then begin looking around. And today, give thanks. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are indeed a good and loving God. And yes, You have set a day for judgment, a time where we will give an account for our actions, for our words, for the way we've lived life, but most importantly, we'll give an account for what we've done in regard to Jesus. Father, help each one of us to be those that have been clothed with Christ, so that this day of reckoning will not be a sad time and not be a time of punishment, but a time of welcome. And Father, as we consider that day, may we recognize that the only way possible to come through that day in a good way is because of Your goodness. Your love that sent Jesus, that love that made Him obedient to death, even death on a cross. God, today as we consider the thankfulness that we have, may we look at the goodness that You've extended towards us. May we be more aware than ever before of the consistency of Your goodness. May we deliberately pay attention to how You're expressing that today. May we see Your goodness expressed in our life. May we look for it in the lives of others. May we understand the unfailing nature of Your goodness. That even in setting a day of judgment, You are expressing Your goodness. To not only set that day, to not only make things right, but to give us time to not only come to You to clothe ourselves with Christ, but to share that good news with others. And so God, today, as we live a life of thankfulness. May we realize just how lost that we are without Christ. May we realize just how found we are because of your goodness. May we live as those that belong to the light, to your kingdom. Not because we're good, not because we deserve it, but because of your goodness, because of your love. And may that recognition of your goodness lead us to share more fully, more openly, more deliberately about Jesus. May we lift him up in all that we say and everything that we do today, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.